Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Welcome you all here today, and we were talking yesterday in our message about deception and being deceived, and we were discussing the importance of meditating on the Holy Word of Scripture so that doesn't happen, so we're not deceived. So we understand and we refresh our minds daily with Scripture, understanding that happiness and enjoyment and these things do not lie in the wicked ways of the enemy. And all the deception that's out there from the false teachers, we have to close our ears to and not even entertain their thoughts. And the people we surround ourselves with, we must make sure that they're bearing fruit and they're living for our Creator, so we're not persuaded by them. That we wouldn't be deceived by the sin which causes people to live in rebellion against our wonderful Creator. And many of us, even though we know who the real deceiver is, but many of us go on thinking, well, not us. There are many Christians out there that are saying, not us. There are many people out there that confess Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, with their own lips. But they say, not us. We can't be deceived. But they throw away the Scriptures. They don't look at the Scriptures. They don't have a foundation of the Scriptures. They have this lie that they're being told. Deception goes on every level. We have to understand who we truly are in our flesh and the reason why Yeshua is here. How bad, disgusting, and ugly our life is, and how clean, beautiful, and holy He's made it, and He makes it. We can't go around saying we're perfect, because if we're perfect, we don't need a Messiah. We have to come to the truth. Many people are being deceived by many people, but there are many people out there that are deceiving themselves, lying to themselves, telling themselves that they're not sinners or they don't need Yeshua, or Yeshua is this example of somebody who's done everything and we don't need to do anything. There's more deception, self-deception in the church than out of the church today. And this is the problem we have. Just as many people are being led to the deception of the enemy because they're pride, and pride comes before destruction, as it says. Where is the humility that Yeshua taught us? Romans 14:23 says, whoever has doubts is condemned if he eats, because he's eating not from faith. For whatever does not proceed from faith is sin. For from whatever does not proceed from faith is sin, and many people are lacking the faith. This is why Yeshua taught so much about this topic, the faith, and not even the faith of a mustard seed, as he used an example, people were wavering about and so on. People are self-deceiving themselves, thinking they're doing nothing wrong. They're going around living in sin, making a daily practice out of it and enjoying it, because sin is transgression of the law, transgression of the Torah. They're making a daily lifestyle of living against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. That's not for us. That was done away with. That was nailed to the cross. The church says this. My pastor says this. So they're living in sin, saying they're doing nothing wrong. That's the greatest deception of all. The greatest deception of all. And now you're being told this truth, and you've read this truth. How could you read the truth about Scripture where it says transgression of the law is sin, and then still sin? For it says in James 4:17, whoever knows what is right and does not do it, to him it is sin. And if we're reading the Scriptures, we should know what is right. That's the problem right there. Many of you aren't reading the Scriptures. 2 Timothy 4:3 says, for the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but have itchy ears. They will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions. Their own passions. If you call yourself a believer or a follower of Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah, that means you're trying to mimic his lifestyle. You're living the way he lives. You're doing what he says to do. He is your master. But the truth and the reality is people are deceiving themselves to believe they're followers and believers or whatever title you want to give it, but they're not living the way he told them to live. That's the truth. Remember what it says in Luke 6:46. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you? That is the question I give you today. Are you deceiving yourselves? Why do you not do what the Bible says to do? Is it because some pastor or some church or some TV evangelist told you, well, the Old Testament's done away with. You no longer need to follow those commandments. Yeshua nailed the commandments to the cross. Now we got grace so we can live however we want. Or are you self-deceiving yourself to believe that, well, you're just led by the Holy Spirit and whatever you do is fine because you're in line with the Holy Spirit? And I tell you right now, the Holy Spirit will never make you feel about living good, about living in sin. And sin is transgression of the law. And the Old Testament was not done away with. And the law was not nailed to the cross. We need to keep the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, not according to me, but according to the word of our wonderful Creator and according to his Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, the one you call Jesus. We need to get this and understand him. It says in 1 John 2:4, whoever says, I know him, but does not do what he commands is a liar. And the truth is not in that person. Self-deception is making yourself a liar. Whoever says, I know him, but does not do what he commands. Why do Christians say we no longer need to follow the commandments? And then I hear, well, no one can follow the Ten Commandments. Well, then you're really in trouble because there's always over 600 commandments. And if you can't follow a small percentage of the 600, and you're walking around saying, oh, no one could follow 10 of 600, you are really, really in trouble. Our wonderful Creator has given us 613 commandments. Do this and don't do that. And you're saying that you can't or shouldn't do 10 of them? Not even thinking or knowing what the other 600 are? The self-deception out there. 1 John 1:6 says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and we walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. So we must stop thinking we're getting away with things because there's consequences for sin. Yes, we're saved by the blood of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, and his grace abounds amongst us. Hallelujah. But there's consequences to sin. There's consequences to sin. Sin is transgression of the law. Galatians 6, verse 7 says, do not be deceived. Yahweh cannot be mocked when a man reaps what he sows. Do you not understand the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh, as it says in 1 Corinthians 6? Do not be deceived, neither the sexually immoral, the idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy or the drunkards, nor the revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of Yahweh. We must expose to ourselves the reality of how we're living in the truth. And the truth is that many people are deceiving themselves. But wisdom 28:13 says, whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. Stop saying and deceiving yourself that you don't live in sin when you don't even know what sin is because you're not even reading the scriptures. How can you know what righteousness is if you don't know what the commandments are to measure up what you're doing? 1 John 1:8 says, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is in not us. We make a liar of ourselves if we say we don't sin. The only people out there saying that we don't sin are people that don't know what sin is. Now, once we find out what sin is, are we making a daily practice of sin, or have we renounced that? And have we come to learn to hate sin? And are we avoiding it at all costs? Now we start to see the heart and the mercy and the grace and the reason for it. Now we start understanding what the scriptures tell us. And we stop desiring to be around worldly things and worldly people. The self-deception is the people that are deceiving, not just being deceived, but deceiving their own selves. The Bible says there's a man before each man that seems right, but ends in death. Their own ways, their own ideas seems right, but it's not right. Only Yahweh's ways are right. And his way says, I offer you a future and I offer you a hope. That's what we need, a future and a hope. Isaiah warns us and says in Isaiah 5:21, woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. 1 Corinthians 3:18 says, stop deceiving yourself. If you think you are wise by the world's standard, you need to become a fool to become truly wise. And Galatians 6:3 says, if anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Stop being part of this self-deception. Come to the truth and know the truth. And it's the truth that'll set you free. You must stop deceiving yourself. 2 Timothy 3:13 says, while evil people and imposters will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. Stop allowing this to happen. Stop this. The Bible says test everything. Test everything to come to expose this and know about this self-deception. See whether you're in your faith. Test yourself, it says in 2 Corinthians 13:5. Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah, is in you. We need to love what he loves and hate what he hates. When you made that decision to follow him, that is the value we're taking. You shouldn't come out the same person as when you went in. When you said those words and made that prayer, everything should change. You should be a different person now. Loving what he loves and hating what he hates. And the word tells us what he loves and tells us what he hates. Are you meeting this test? Test everything. Where are your convictions? Where is your belief? Where is your ideas? Are you meditating on the holy word of scripture? Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of Yahweh is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Be careful now with this deception, because Yahweh knows your thoughts. Yahweh created you and he knows your thoughts. 1 John 4:1 says, beloved, do not believe in every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from Yahweh. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. Remember, people say, well, his spirit speaks to me, or the Holy Spirit guides me in life. The Holy Spirit will not guide you to live in sin. The Holy Spirit will not make you feel good about living in sin. What spirit are you listening to? Question yourself. Who's around you? Look around. Listen to what's going on around you. The Bible says, taste and see how good our Creator is. Let this word become alive. And then do it and follow it and have a desire to do these things. It says in the scriptures in James 1:22 to 25, don't just merely listen to what the word of our Creator says and be deceived. Do what it says. listening and not doing it is not what the scriptures call us. Do what the scriptures say to do. Do what the scriptures say to do. To go out there and to be your best for our wonderful Creator. We need not to fall into the trap of this world of self-pride and being naive and thinking that everything's just fine and perfect in our world and our life because we proclaim Yahshua, but if you keep living in sin, you're messing with danger. You're putting yourself in a bad place. Don't be naive to this message that I'm giving you here. Understand this truth. The enemy is going to go after these naive people and people in the way they think. Be prudent in your understanding, thinking about what you're doing and who you're listening to and who you're surrounding yourself with. Think about these things as you test everything according to sound teaching and the scriptures, the true scriptures. It says in Proverbs 1:22, how long will you gullible people love being so gullible? How long will you mockers find joy in your mocking? How long will you fools hate knowledge? We need to be prudent. It says in the scriptures in Proverbs 22, verse 3, the prudent seek danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. For the wayward of the naive will kill them, and the complicity of the fools will destroy them, Proverbs 1:32 says. Stop deceiving yourself. Stop letting yourself being deceived by false teachers that are out there. Read the word for yourself and know what the scriptures say. So many people today are carried away by strange doctrine and all these different things that they shouldn't be listening to. The scriptures call us above that. Proverbs 8:5 says, you simple people use good judgment. You foolish people show some understanding. Putting the whole armor of Yahweh on as we wake up and get out of our bed every single day. So we could stand against the plans and the themes and the scams of the enemy. And the scriptures call us to meditate on his holy word. That's what this comes down to. The word of our Creator has to become alive in our life. So when we see it, it literally comes off the paper and gets into our bloodstream, become part of our DNA. And this might sound crazy to you, but it's the truth. Why people would be willing to die for our Creator? Because they have Yeshua so much inside them, in their blood, and every cell in their body and their DNA is filled with the words of our Creator. And then we talk about a circumcised heart. You have no choice but to accept physical death when you have the words of Yah in your heart. It's not even the decision that has to be made. If you have to pause at that decision, something is not there. Something is incomplete. We have to get this and understand this. Let no one deceive himself, it says in 1 Corinthians 3. Let no one deceive himself. The soul of the wicked desires evil, as it says in Proverbs 21:10. And verse 11, his neighbor finds no favor in his eyes. When a scoffer is punished, the naive become wise. But when the wise is instructed, he receives knowledge. Are you ready to come to you, humble yourselves, to put the pride aside? Stop letting yourselves be deceived. Stop deceiving yourselves and come to know our Creator. Remember, a light. The word is a light for our path. Unfolding words give light. It gives understanding to the simple. Psalms 119:130. Joshua 1 verse 8 says, the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do anything, to do all according to that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, then you will have good success. Why do you think we have corporate prayer every morning? Consistency creates success. Consistency in whatever it is we're passionate about. And we need to be passionate about our Creator's word. When is the last time you took a pencil or a pen and wrote down a scripture and hung it up and studied it? What's the last scripture you remembered remembering that you never knew before? How often are you meditating and studying the words? Not just about how much you read, but reading something and thinking about it. Psalms 119, 130 says, unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. So if you read a scripture and you don't understand it, if you're missing something, you're not getting it, do you just turn the page? Or do you focus on it? Do you start dissecting it and taking it apart and looking at other translations? What does that mean? That's meditating on it. That's thinking about it. What is our Creator trying to say here? Well, let me read around that scripture and look in context. Let me look at what it said before and after that scripture. Let me put myself in that time period of what they were accomplishing and what was going on exactly during that time. Let me take myself out of this comfortable situation, being in a comfortable environment and just reading this. And let me put myself in to understand the emotions they were feeling at this time. And their love for him and persecution. Let me go and look at and read Fox's Books of Martyrs. And let me go to look at all these websites and YouTube videos about people that are being tortured all over the world as we speak. The Voice of the Martyrs, a wonderful ministry. Let me try to do that so I can feel what these people are going to, so I would not be deceived by the enemy and I can connect closer to him. It says in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, all scripture, not some scripture, all scripture is inspired by a wonderful Creator, Yahweh, and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. Yahweh used it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. So it says Yahweh uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. What is it? What is it that he's using? It's the Bible. It's the Bible, the scriptures. Yahweh used the scriptures to equip his people to do every good work. So these words in this, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, all scripture, underline and highlight all scripture. And if you're not near a Bible, if you're driving or something, say all scripture is inspired by our Creator, useful to teach us what is true and make us realize what is wrong in our lives. That's because as we read what sin is, if we read the guidelines and instructions, if we're connected to the scriptures, Yahweh is not an Elohim of confusion. He can clearly tell us, do this and don't do that. There's no gray area. Do this and don't do that. And then he shows us his correction. When we do the opposite, in his mercy and his grace, we have patience, but we also have consequences. Yahweh is the author of all things, and he allows all things, and he allows some of the consequences, but for good, to correct us. It says in Ezekiel 33:11, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways, so they will live, so they will have life. Hallelujah. That holy word of scripture is used or should be used to prepare and equip his people to do all these good works. Remember James 4:17, to know good and not do it, to him it is sin. Well, to prepare us, to equip us, he gives us the scriptures to do this. We must stand up for Yahweh. and develop a law and a love for him and his word unlike anything that you've ever seen before, ever felt before. And it's not a one-time thing. It has to happen every single day. That no matter where we are, not what we are, we hear from him. And people say, well, I don't hear him. He doesn't speak to me. Some people would be a verbal voice, but his word is him speaking to you. That's what people don't get. That's what people don't understand. They pray and they say, I hear nothing in return. His word, his voice box, it's filled. And many people coffee tables collecting dust while they're praying on their hands and knees right in front of it. Oh, yeah, please answer me. Heal me from this and heal me from that. While their Bible's right in front of them collecting dust. And his answers, that little voice box, that's the true Alexa, the Bible. That's the one that speaks the truth. If people pray to our Creator and listen to our Creator, the way people talk to and listen to Alexa, it'd be a whole different world. People want to hear something or find something. Alexa, tell me this. Well, why not? Yahweh, Father Yahweh, tell me this. And open up your scriptures, and there's the answers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I pray that people would get this and stop deceiving yourselves and come to know the truth, and his truth will set you free. Every single day, you can live in joy. It said in Psalms 119, 97 to 99, oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Your commandment makes me wiser than my enemies, for it is ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonials are my meditation. My meditation, hallelujah. That is the heart we need, so we're not deceived any longer. And I pray the self-deception or the real deception or any deception has nothing more to do in our lives. Nothing more to do with us. Anything that is not from Yahweh is from the enemy. We should only be seeking on the things of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I pray this is reaching you and helping you and talking to you, and you'd read your scriptures this morning. And may Yahweh be with you this day and always. And hallelujah for his healing touch. And may he touch you all this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let those scriptures come alive for you. All right, everybody, have a blessed day. Yahweh be with you.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life
Ministry. Church, let's get ready for the resurrection. Let's get ready for the resurrection.